Next question is, Arthur Brown. Arthur lives with his sister, Dorita. He's a 72-year-old gentleman who is currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, history of stroke affecting the right side, contractures, dysphagia, aphasia, severe weakness, debilitation. Patient has a failing Foley catheter that has to be changed every 30 days. He has FASD score of 7B, quite confused. PPS is at 40%. Period. His LMAC is at 22 centimeter at this time. Appetite definitely been diminished. Per Dorita. Dorita, patient's sister. Other comorbidities includes altered mental status, atrial fibrillation, unspecified dementia, transient ischemic cerebral ischemia, and chronic kidney disease, period. His MAC is down at 20 centimeters, sorry. Patient requires medication for pain on a regular basis. Actually, his FASD score has dropped down to 7C now. PPS is at 40%. Disoriented to person, but he speaks very little. Depending on the time of the day and when you ask him the questions, period. His sister is quite concerned about his decreased appetite. Patient is short of breath with activity and sometimes at rest, giving him New York Heart Association, putting him in New York Heart Association class 4, period. He's ADL dependent, of course. He's a bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He's eating less, as I mentioned. He has demonstrated symptoms of cardiac cachexia. He has a 1+ pilledema bilaterally, multifactorial, mostly related to his protein calorie malnutrition. In CHF, and his CHF, he requires medication for anxiety and anxiousness as well as pain. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.